When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
God has given you the power to trample the enemy under your feet. Life's challenges can often feel overwhelming. Many of us struggle against unseen forces that seem overwhelming. But God has already given us the power to overcome every obstacle. My friends, consider a skilled chess player facing a complex game. They don't panic when confronted with difficult moves. Instead, they remain calm, using strategy and foresight to outmaneuver their opponent. In the same way, God has equipped us with spiritual strategies to overcome our enemy. Today, we'll explore the weapons at our disposal and learn how to wield them effectively. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, so watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Let us look at the profound truth found in Romans 16, verse 20. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. This powerful verse reminds us that we have been given authority over the enemy. Today, I will show you how to tap into this God-given power and trample the enemy under your feet. Let's begin our journey to victory. Now, our exploration begins with recognizing the enemy's tactics. My dear friends, to trample the enemy under our feet, we must first understand his tactics. The devil is cunning, always seeking to deceive and discourage us. He uses fear, doubt, and temptation to weaken our resolve and shake our faith. But we are not ignorant of his devices, as Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. The scripture says, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us." For we are not ignorant of his devices. One of the enemy's primary strategies is to make us doubt God's love and goodness. He whispers lies, telling us we're not worthy of God's blessings or that God has abandoned us. These lies can take root in our hearts if we're not vigilant, leading to despair and hopelessness. Another tactic is to distract us from our purpose and calling in Christ. The enemy knows that when we're focused on God's will, we're unstoppable. So he throws various diversions our way, hoping to lead us off course. These distractions can come in many forms: worldly pursuits, unhealthy relationships, or even seemingly good things that aren't God's best for us. The Apostle Peter warns us about this in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, saying, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." This verse reminds us that we must always be on guard against the enemy's schemes. But my friends, it's crucial to remember that while the enemy may be crafty, he is not all-powerful. In fact, James 4, verse 7 gives us a powerful promise. "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." When we submit to God and resist the devil, he has no choice but to flee. This is a key principle in trampling the enemy under our feet. We don't fight in our own strength, but in the power of God. The enemy also tries to isolate us from our fellow believers. He knows that there's strength in unity, so he attempts to sow discord and division. But we must stand firm in our fellowship, supporting and encouraging one another. Ecclesiastes 4 verses 9 to 10 reminds us, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. When we stand together, we present a united front against the enemy's attacks. Another tactic of the enemy is to make us complacent in our spiritual growth. He doesn't mind if we attend church or read our Bibles, as long as we're not truly applying God's word to our lives. But 1 Peter 2 verse 2 urges us, saying, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. We must continually hunger for God's word, allowing it to transform us from the inside out. This spiritual growth is essential in our battle against the enemy. The enemy also tries to burden us with guilt and shame over past mistakes. He wants us to believe that our sins define us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that we're beyond God's forgiveness. But this is a lie that contradicts the very heart of the gospel. Romans 8 verse 1 declares, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In Christ, we are forgiven and free from condemnation. We must hold on to this truth when the enemy tries to drag us down with guilt. Also, the enemy seeks to instill a spirit of fear in our hearts. He wants us to be paralyzed by worry and anxiety, unable to step out in faith. But God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." We have been given power, love, and a sound mind to overcome every fear the enemy throws our way. My friends, recognizing these tactics is the first step in trampling the enemy under our feet. When we're aware of his strategies, we can stand firm against them, clothed in the armor of God. My friends, now that we understand the enemy's tactics, let's explore the powerful weapons God has given us to fight back. We need to understand how to wield our spiritual weapons. We are not defenseless in this spiritual battle. In fact, we have been equipped with divine weaponry that is more than capable of defeating our foe. Paul describes these weapons in Ephesians 6, verses 13 to 17. It says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Let's break down these weapons and see how we can use them effectively. First, we have the belt of truth. This represents our commitment to honesty and integrity in all we do. When we walk in truth, we leave no room for the enemy's deceptions. Next is the breastplate of righteousness. This isn't our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ that covers us. It protects our hearts from the accusations of the enemy. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This means we're always ready to share good news of Jesus Christ. When we actively spread the gospel, we push back the darkness of the enemy's kingdom. The shield of faith is our defense against the enemy's fiery darts of doubt and fear. Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When we hold up our faith, no attack of the enemy can penetrate. The helmet of salvation protects our minds from the enemy's lies. We must constantly renew our minds with the truth of our salvation in Christ. Also, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. This is our offensive weapon, capable of cutting through every deception and lie. Hebrews 4 verse 12 describes its power. "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." My dear friends, when we wield these weapons skillfully, we become formidable opponents to the enemy. But it's not enough to simply know about these weapons. We must actively use them in our daily lives. We put on the belt of truth by committing to honesty in all our dealings. We wear the breastplate of righteousness by living in a way that honors God. We prepare our feet with the gospel by being ready to share our faith at all times. We lift the shield of faith by trusting God even when circumstances seem dire. We put on the helmet of salvation by meditating on the security we have in Christ. And we wield the sword of the Spirit by studying and applying God's Word to our lives. Another powerful weapon in our arsenal is prayer. Prayer connects us directly to the source of all power, God Himself. Philippians 4 verse 6 encourages us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Through prayer, we can tap into God's unlimited resources and receive the strength we need to overcome. We also have the weapon of praise and worship. When we lift our voices in praise, we create an atmosphere that the enemy cannot tolerate. Our praise can literally defeat the enemy's attacks. Another weapon at our disposal is the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1 verse 8 promises us, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." This power enables us to live victoriously and be effective witnesses for Christ. We also have the weapon of unity with other believers. When we stand together in faith, we present a united front that the enemy cannot easily penetrate. Also, we have the weapon of testimony. Revelation 12 verse 11 tells us, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." When we share how God has worked in our lives, we encourage others and defeat the enemy's lies. My friends, these weapons are not made of physical materials, but they are mighty through God. With these weapons, we are more than conquerors through Christ. We can stand firm against every attack of the enemy and emerge victorious. But remember, these weapons require practice and consistent use to be effective. We must train ourselves in righteousness, just as a soldier trains for battle. As we become more skilled in using our spiritual weapons, we'll find ourselves trampling the enemy under our feet more and more. And let us now turn our attention to living in victory. Now, let's discuss how to maintain our victory and live in the freedom that Christ has won for us. Living in victory is a daily choice to walk in the power of God. 1 John 5 verse 4 reminds us, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Our faith in Christ is the key to sustained victory over the enemy. But how do we practically live this out? First, we must cultivate a life of intimacy with God. James 4, verse 8, encourages us, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." As we draw near to God, we become more attuned to His voice and His ways. This closeness to God is our greatest defense against the enemy's schemes. Secondly, we must immerse ourselves in God's Word. Psalms 119 verse 11 says, "Your Word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you." When we fill our minds with Scripture, we're better equipped to recognize and resist the enemy's lies. Thirdly, we need to maintain an attitude of gratitude and praise. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 instructs us, saying, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." A thankful heart leaves no room for the enemy's negative influences. Fourth, we must stay connected to the body of Christ. In community, we find strength, accountability, and encouragement. Fifth, we need to walk in forgiveness. Ephesians 4 verse 32 tells us, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." Unforgiveness gives the enemy a foothold in our lives. By forgiving others, we close that door and walk in freedom. Sixth, we must live with purpose and intentionality. Ephesians 5, verse 15 advises us, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." When we live purposefully, aligning our actions with God's will, we leave less room for the enemy to operate. Seventh, we need to practice spiritual disciplines. 1 Timothy 4 verse 7 encourages us, "But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness." Disciplines like prayer, fasting, and meditation strengthen our spiritual muscles. Eighth, we must guard our hearts and minds. Proverbs 4 verse 23 warns us, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." By being mindful of what we allow into our hearts and minds, we protect ourselves from the enemy's influence. Ninth, we need to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 verse 16 instructs us, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." As we yield to the Holy Spirit's guidance, we'll naturally resist the enemy's temptations. Lastly, we must maintain an eternal perspective. Colossians 3 verse 2 reminds us, "Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." When we focus on eternity, the enemy's temporary distractions lose their power over us. My friends, living in victory is not always easy. There will be challenges and setbacks along the way. But remember, our victory is assured in Christ. Romans 8 verse 37 declares, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Christ has already won the war, and we stand in His triumph. As we consistently apply these principles, we'll find ourselves growing stronger in our faith. We'll become more resistant to the enemy's attacks and more effective in advancing God's kingdom. The enemy may try to discourage us, but we must stand firm in the knowledge of who we are in Christ. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 reminds us of our identity. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." My dear friends, you have everything you need to trample the enemy under your feet. The power of God is within you. The victory of Christ is yours. Stand firm, wield your weapons, and live in the freedom that is rightfully yours in Christ. Are you ready to walk in this victory every day of your life? Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Your power is unmatched, your wisdom is immeasurable, and your love is everlasting. I stand in awe of your majesty, your holiness, and your infinite grace. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of my faith. I thank you, Lord, for your unwavering love and constant presence in my life. I'm grateful for the victory you've already won for me through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for equipping me with spiritual weapons to stand against the enemy. I am thankful for your daily provisions and blessings. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness. I also choose to forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all anger and bitterness. Father, I pray for strength to wield the belt of truth in all circumstances. Help me to wear the breastplate of righteousness, living a life that honors you. Prepare my feet with the gospel of peace, making me ready to share your good news. Lord, increase my faith so I can lift the shield of faith against every fiery dart of the enemy. Help me to put on the helmet of salvation, protecting my mind from the enemy's lies. Teach me to skillfully use the sword of the Spirit, your powerful word, in my daily life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. I rebuke every plan of the enemy against my life in the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Heavenly Father, I declare that the enemy is under my feet, as you have given me authority over all the power of the enemy. Thank you for the victory through Jesus Christ, who crushes Satan under my feet. I stand firm in your promise, knowing that nothing shall harm me, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for a deeper intimacy with you. Draw me closer to your heart, that I may know you more. Fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering me to live victoriously. Help me to immerse myself in your word, hiding it in my heart. Cultivate in me an attitude of gratitude and praise, even in difficult circumstances. Lord, I ask for your healing touch upon every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I pray against every attack of the enemy, sickness, financial lack, strife in my relationships, and mental oppression. I ask for your divine protection over my life, my loved ones, and all that concerns me. Surround us with your hedge of protection, setting your angels to guard us day and night. Father, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Heal them, protect them, and draw them closer to you. May they also walk in victory, trampling the enemy under their feet. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and standing united in faith. We declare that we are your chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Lord, we claim the victory that is already ours in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every work of darkness in our lives and the lives of our loved ones. We ask for a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us, empowering us to be effective witnesses. Lord, teach us to guard our hearts and minds, focusing on the things above. Help us to walk in forgiveness, closing every door to the enemy. Lord, we pray for wisdom to live purposefully, aligning our actions with your perfect will. Strengthen us to practice spiritual disciplines, growing stronger in our faith. We thank you for your faithfulness, protection, and provision. For yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.